So yesterday we were talking about it.
Doesn't have it, and they're running just fine with it. The deal is with the power level that most of the cars are making, which is now up here, the five disc is really hard to manage. Tobler has a wonderful combination with the power level down here, and you run it on clutch, and he can still run great ETs. He never runs really big speeds.
Because I'm looking at the times, and you guys are running faster than the top field.
It's stunning.
Miles per hour.
Well, that's just because they hit the rev limiter sooner. That won't happen next year.
Yeah.
We're going to go with the same rev limiter as them. We'll probably take 5 to 8 mile an hour off the line.
Really?
It'll bring us back.
All right, and we are joined in the media center by Jack Beckman, who drove to a 3.835 at 334.98 miles per hour to secure his second number one qualifier of the year and 23rd of his career. Seeing how difficult it's been for some drivers this weekend, I mean, what do you owe your success so far?
Well, we didn't make it two out of the four runs. And we talked about this last night. It's a track that doesn't get run on very much, and they come out here in the track prep crew. They don't have to scrape this track. It just doesn't get the rubber buildup that an average national event track would, but they still have to clean it, scrub it, rosin the thing, start dragging the tire rotating machines in there and intersperse that with spraying the glue on there. And for whatever reason, this track just sucks up that glue. It just dries it out. So it's just been a little bit different animal, but that's not atypical for Pomona. It sometimes takes a day or two for this to come around. I actually thought we might be quicker tonight than we were last night. It was more sun on the track longer today. We had a little bit more overcast yesterday morning, but to go out there and be low of the last session was awesome. So we were low of both of the good sessions, but we won't see that until the final round tomorrow. We smoked the tires in the other ones. I like our chances, but it's not like it's been completely smooth sailing. We have to make educated, great decisions tomorrow.
So because you've taught here, do you think that you've got a better handle on this track than some of the other people?
Only if they'll let me go first by a tenth of a second, Annie. No, I don't think so. You know, it's funny you hear all these people when I was racing Supercomp. Well, that's not fair racing Beckman. He works there at the school full-time, and I think they thought that all I did was drove race cars down the track here. I almost never got in one of our school cars. I was on the outside with a clipboard critiquing the students' runs. I think I have a high comfort level here. I've probably stood on the starting line here more hours than any other single individual, but boy, once that car starts up, all bets are off. You know, it's one thing to drive an 800 horsepower Super Comp car down here. It's another thing when there's 11,000 horsepower sitting 4 feet in front of you, and the grooves here are really tricky. Each lane here is very unique. A lot like Vegas. It's one of those tracks where each lane will try to shove you in a certain direction. And it's not that you're not always focusing every moment of that run, but you have to be prepared to respond with the steering wheel so quickly here. And I like these tracks. I like Vegas in here because I think it's an extra challenge for the Nitro cars. It's a silent group. Did you guys drink a lot last night?
Am I the only one answering?
Yeah. I have a question.
Yes,
I've been noticing a lot more Nitro and the cars are running, which I have not. I've been on the line for 46 years and I've not noticed that. Is there a reason?
What was the question?
The Nitro. The smell and...
Well, it's interesting. Kate asked about the smell of the Nitro. As we're towing back, all the nostalgia cars are cackling. I love the way they smell because it's this much. Our cars overwhelm me. I wear a gas mask when we warm up because of the gallons per minute that we burn even at idle. It's 4 or 5 times what those nostalgia cars do. So sometimes a little of something is awesome and a little too much ain't so good.
I noticed more on the line than I normally do.
We are literally burning 5 gallons a minute at idle. At idle. So that's 10 gallons between the two cars. And if you're stuck up there and that's lingering in the air, and a lot of it depends on the air density and the wind. And if it's blowing towards you, that last run, the cars in front of us burned out, backed up, ran, and my eyes are just, they're flowing tears.
Yeah,
I just got a huge dose of Nitro. You wipe your nose, dry your eyes, and go up there. Yeah, it's stifling sometimes. And what I love about our sport is getting the people to actually come out here and witness it in person, because if you watch it on TV, it doesn't make your living room smell, it doesn't shake your house, it doesn't pound your chest. It's awesome on TV, but it's not the same experience in person. And you can't describe what that smell is like to somebody who's never seen one of these things.
Until they experience it.
And then they come the first time, like, I get it, I'll be back here February.
Mm-hmm. That and the sound.
Keeps you young.
Yeah.
Look at Annie. God's sake, she looks 28 years old. Stunted her growth, but can't have everything. I have a really, really terrible adult joke, but I probably shouldn't tell that here.
Where are you in points?
We're fourth in points, and this was very important. Going into that session, we were 30 points behind Courtney Force. She got 7 bonus points up to Q3. We got 4 bonus points. She was 27 ahead of us coming into the race. That put her 30 ahead. 30 is now a full round. I'm not sure what... Phil, what's the first tiebreaker? Rounds 1 in the countdown? I don't know. You need a math degree, and there's 17 different tiebreakers. The first tiebreaker should be... The first tiebreaker should...
Head-to-head in the countdown?
I don't know. Or it's rounds 1. I don't know. But the first tiebreaker should be season-long points. That's a no-brainer, and there'd be no other tiebreaker. Anybody want to write that down and submit it to NHRA? Yeah.
They like the fact that the
good luck.
Tiebreaker is number of visits to the executive office.
I think I got that. Yeah, right. I might have that too. So what happened was, if we didn't run that last session, Courtney would be 30 points ahead of us. Except for once they tallied overall qualifying, we were one ahead of her. We'd be 29. That's within a round. That's exactly what we wanted. What we couldn't have is her go out there and outrun us by 2 points on that qualifying session. That would mean we'd have to win an entire extra round to get into third place. Right now, our goal is third place. Actually, right now, our goal is to win the race. The points will fix themselves at that point.
Happy Veterans
Day. Hi, Paul.
So do you know, did you get the updated math? Are you 29?
No, we just got 4 more points there. And she got bumped from second to third. That'll be 1 less point, unless that's a point and a half system, too. So, no, the reality is we're well under that 29-point threshold. It's just going to be 1 round. I'm telling you, anybody that says they're not counting points either stinks at math or they're lying to you. It's that simple.
I vote for number 2.
Yeah, right. Say again? Yeah, we're outside the top 10, exactly. No, trust me. Point of pride, they're still battling for 11th. Don't trust me on that.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
Right on.
Jack.